In Iran, memories of the massive celebrations following the election of President Hassan Rouhani remain fresh in the minds of many, as are the hopes that a new beginning with the U.S. and the rest of the world may be within reach. As he departed Tehran Monday for the U.N., President Rouhani stoked those hopes anew, promising to show the world Iran's real face. President Barack Obama has also raised the possibility of a thaw as far back as his first presidential campaign. But now, as both men head to the United Nations, those intentions will be put to the test.
There's a lot of baggage that both sides have to empty, in a sense, in front of each other to say, okay, now we're going to start clean.
George Perkovich is director of the Nuclear Policy Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a longtime Iran observer.
Americans profoundly distrust Iran, and what I like to say to people here is the Iranian government distrusts America 1,000 times more.
Yet, even as much of the world remains suspicious of Iran's true intentions, many observers think this time conditions may be right for change. Iran's economy, hit hard by sanctions, is struggling with soaring unemployment and inflation. And President Obama, already wary of U.S. involvement in Syria, may not want to resort to military force to put Iran's nuclear program out of business. Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution.
So I think there's a real possibility that if there's a genuine compromise here to be had, that both sides would actually grab it.
The question to be sorted out this week at the U.N., very likely behind the scenes, is whether the beginnings of such a deal are indeed there for the making. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.